with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The U.S. economy saw strong jobs growth and record low unemployment in 2018, despite ongoing trade tensions that threaten to derail progress. Joining us now from Washington with a look back and a look ahead is Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. Harriet, this year there was a lot to be happy about economically speaking, but there were also some weak spots, as the Wall Street Journal has been reporting, especially in the housing market. Generally speaking, though, 2018 has been a pretty strong year.
Yes, that's correct. Growth in 2018 has been strong, among the strongest rates in the second and the third quarter that we saw in this entire expansion. So it was definitely a good year for the economy. The jobless rate went way down to 3.7%. That is a 49-year low, which is extremely good news for many Americans. You know, people are working, their incomes are rising. It's been kind of a sweet spot. But of course, there have been a couple of shadows as well. So we've seen interest rates gradually edging up higher over the past couple of years. The Fed raised rates four times this year. What does that have a big impact on? Of course, it's mortgage rates, and the housing market is a big piece of it when it comes to consumers. So we've seen the housing market really slow down. Inventory is also pretty low. There's not that much on the market. Prices are high. It just creates a bit of a difficult situation for a lot of buyers who would like either get on the housing ladder, or perhaps they're hesitant to get a new mortgage because they've enjoyed low rates, and those low rates are not so attainable anymore.
And this was also the first year under the nation's new tax code. Did we see the intended impacts of that overhaul, spurring more business investment, for example, as the administration had hoped it would?
We definitely did earlier in the year. So the first quarter, we saw a big jump in business investment, and that continued in the second. And then in the second quarter, that was when we saw consumers really seem to sort of become cognizant of the extra money, the extra dollars in their pockets, the lower withholding, and consumers really spent very strongly in the second and the third quarters. Business investment seemed to slow, the pace of growth did pull back in the third quarter. So there are some concerns that sort of might have been it in terms of the tax overhaul. That remains to be seen. We won't see data for the fourth quarter gross domestic product until late January. So we'll see how it goes. It seems like consumer sentiment remains at a high level, and consumers likely spent pretty strongly during the holiday season. So definitely from the consumer situation, it seems like the tax cut did have the desired effect. You know, the consumer spending piece of the puzzle has been driving a lot of economic growth over this year. Business investment has been more of a mixed bag, but, you know, also relatively solid.
Harriet, let's talk about some of the factors that threaten to derail economic growth this year. Of course, one of them has been uncertainty over trade, especially between the U.S. and China.
Yes, that's definitely been the case. We've seen trade tensions really throw markets for a loop on several occasions over the year. And looking ahead to 2019, the Wall Street Journal survey of economists polled, you know, about 60 market economists, asked them what the biggest risk is for 2019. And most of them said it's the potential for a trade war between Washington and Beijing. It's hard to know how that might play out, and people are nervous about it. So far, you know, we've seen tariffs imposed on certain goods. The impact has been pretty small. Inflation is still low in the U.S. economy. We haven't seen a breakout of inflation that some people were warning about when the tariffs were first discussed. However, nonetheless, despite these relatively mild impacts on the U.S. economy, it has created, you know, the trade situation has created a lot of uncertainty.
We've been reviewing this year's economic news with Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. Coming up, we'll talk about the Federal Reserve's plans in the new year. Harriet, last week the Federal Reserve wrapped up its final meeting of the year. As expected, the Fed raised interest rates another quarter percentage point. But despite the economy humming along, we've also seen uncertainty over economic growth and the Fed's path this year playing out in U.S. markets.
Yes, that is definitely the case. U.S. markets have been on a bit of a roller coaster in recent months, and concerns about Fed policy have played a bit of a role in that. Now, we did see at the Fed's December meeting that they raised rates as expected, but at the same time, the median forecast of officials' projections for 2019 suggested that they only expect to raise rates twice next year, and that compared to an earlier forecast in September of three times. So the Fed has sort of suggested that it's going to pull back a little bit. It's not going to carry on, you know, raising rates in the same way that it did in 2018. But at the same time, that didn't really seem to calm market nerves. We saw at the press conference, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell did get asked about market turbulence. But what he emphasized over and over again is that the Fed is going to be very data dependent in 2019. They're going to look at the incoming data every month, see how the labor market is doing, see how inflation is doing and so on, and sort of make its decisions based on the signals that they're getting from the economy.
And Harriet, we've also talked about criticism the Fed has received, especially from the president, about the pace of rate hikes. In the new year, they'll also have plenty of challenges amid that criticism, as well as over fears of slowing global growth. Tell us about some of the challenges in 2019.
Yeah, there's really a lot in the mix for the Fed, and there's going to be an enormous amount of scrutiny on what it does, and also on you know, on the various data reports that guide its thinking, things like inflation and jobs and so on. It's a sort of a strange situation for the US right now because the US economy has been performing very strongly, and we've had growth over 3% in two consecutive quarters. So the textbook definition would be that should call for higher interest rates, but at the same time, global growth is slowing. There is this uncertainty, you know, over trade policy, over trade with China and so on. And of course, stock markets have been very jittery. On the other hand, for instance, on Friday, we had the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index out, and it ticked up in December, contrary to expectations. So consumers were feeling very strong, very good about the economy, and very few respondents actually said that the stock market turbulence had really sort of affected their views of the economy. So it seems that, yes, the stock market has been sort of rocking and rolling in the fourth quarter. But at the same time, for the average American consumer, this hasn't so far appeared to be an enormous concern.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us from Washington with a look at the big economic news of 2018 and a look ahead to the new year. Harriet, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.